ladies and gentlemen. You want to come over this way?
Yeah, come aboard, come aboard.
You'd think Brett Weingarth was kept busy enough just being an oyster grower on the far south coast of New South Wales. But now he can add tour operator to his CV.
Sure, my name's Brett Weingarth. I run oysters in Maroombula and Pambula Lakes and also run a oyster tour on Pambula Lake called Captain Sponge's Magical Oyster Tours.
G'day, I'm Josh Becker. Brett is diversifying his operation to also offer oyster tours to cruise ship visitors disembarking for the day at the nearby port of Eden. He believes there's a great story to tell about the oysters growing in and around Maroombula and Pambula Lake.
Basically, I get people on the boat and I show them around the estuary, as beautiful estuary as Pambula River and Lake. So I show them around the estuary and basically I'm showing people how we farm oysters, how we catch oysters, and you know, a lot of the husbandry behind them and the biology, whilst also showing them the beauty of our estuary and getting them to taste the best oysters on the planet.
I just want to stop there for a moment. The tide's out, so I might just give us a little shove. Keep us off the sand.
The whole tour started for me as a diversification of my business. I'm spreading my risk over two lakes now. I've got two different species of oyster, the Angazi and the Sydney Rock Oyster. And now I've got my tour running as well. Really, the catalyst for me in starting this tour was the realisation that there was going to be cruise boats coming, or cruise ships, I should say, coming into Eden. And these people are going to be wanting something to do. So for me, I thought, well, you know, in the end, there could be 60,000 people turn up in Eden in a cruise season. I can give them a little bit of something to do.
Angela. Just ask you to speak up because that motor does drone a bit. It's nice and quiet up here.
Now, you'd been thinking about this idea for a while because you came to oyster farming from a different background. Can you tell us that story?
Yeah, well, we were on a dry land farm up in Cowra, south of Cowra, in the central west of New South Wales. So we were growing sheep, wheat, cattle, canola, a whole gamut of crops. I've always had a healthy interest in, or unhealthy interest in, aquaculture, I suppose, but... some 10 years, 12 years ago, we kind of decided we'd make a change in our lives, and I kind of became more focused on aquaculture. And I found oysters as an accessible form of that type of farming. So you could, back then, you could actually go out and procure or sublease oyster leases. And you know, start off slowly while you've got a handle on how to grow them, and then expand, which is kind of what we're doing now. So it's been a sea change, but there's a lot of similarities, Josh, in the way that we farm on, terrestrial cropping and livestock husbandry, and the seasonality thereof compared to oysters and the seasonality of growing oysters as well.
River, I'll explain a bit about the mangroves, the importance of the mangroves. The layout of oyster leases and how they've got one of these signs on each corner.
So how does he manage to fit in oyster tours with his everyday job as an oyster farmer? Are there enough hours in the day?
Yeah, it's a real balancing act, that one. So generally I'm running on Monday, Wednesday and Friday. Off-season then I run by demand. So in that kind of winter period I'm running by demand, but I'm still doing maybe a tour a week, something like that. So I try to restrict it to those times only if I can, so that I know I can work my oyster operations around that. But it is a balancing act. Fortunately, the Sydney Rock Oyster is very forgiving, so you can get the Sydney Rock Oyster out of the water, put it on the bank, go and do your tour, come back tomorrow or that afternoon or 2 days' time, do what you need to do with them and get them back in the water again. So you can, you know, you've got a week, you've got 10 days, maybe 2 weeks this time of year. So they're really forgiving. So I kind of use that to my advantage, I suppose, when I'm running tours, particularly peak season.